You remember that I told you that only girls become mothers? That is because only girls produce the eggs. And a girl begins to produce one egg at a time when she's about 12 or 13 years of age. And this happens once every month until she's almost 50 years old. When one of these eggs meets a sperm from a father, it may start growing into a baby. This happens when the tiny sperm swims into that tiny egg and the miracle of life begins. All of a sudden, there is no longer one egg and one sperm. These two things have joined together to become one, and we call this the fertilized egg. Now, this fertilized egg suddenly begins to grow. First, it divides into two parts. Then each of these two parts divides again. And all the new parts go on dividing and dividing, although they're still attached to each other. Now, this dividing is the way that the egg grows, and also its shape begins to change. One part begins to become a head. Another part begins to become a stomach. And other parts become heart and lungs and legs. And for the first few weeks, this little growing ball of life doesn't really look like anything much at all, except that at the end of the first month, you're already 10,000 times larger than the first egg was. You have begun to be a living creature, and you need to have food and air and water. How are you going to eat and breathe inside your mother's body? Well, now, here's a very queer thing. The baby, before it is born, does not eat with its mouth or breathe with its nose the way we do after we're out of our mother's uterus. The unborn baby gets food and air from its mother's blood through a tube that is attached to the inside of the mother and to the navel of the baby. Now, every person who's born has a navel. You have one right there in your tummy. It's a little round dimple. I'll bet you call it a belly button. Well, anyway, through the tube from the mother to the baby comes the mother's blood, which carries a very special kind of food and air to the baby. And this is how the baby stays alive and grows inside of its mother. After just 1 month in your mother, you begin to develop tiny little arms and legs and something that looks like a tail. Now, of course, it isn't going to be a tail at all, but the beginning of your spine. After 2 months, you are still smaller than 1 inch, and you hardly weigh more than a feather. But you know your face has begun to look like a face? You have a tongue, a mouth, and your arms have grown hands with fingers and thumbs. Even your brain is beginning to be formed. And, this is very important, you are definitely a human being. You are not a horse, or a cow, or a bird. You are a human baby. And at the end of the 3rd month, you can even kick your legs and curl your toes and move your thumb. You can open your mouth and swallow. And if someone could look inside your mother and see you, he could tell whether you were going to be a girl or a boy. Now, nobody can do this, so nobody will know until you are born if you are to be a Jack or a Jill. Well, by the 5th month, you weigh 1 pound. You are a foot long. You have hair on your head and eyebrows, and you have eyelashes, and by this time, you actually begin to get frisky and start to kick. Now, inside your comfortable little nest there inside your mother, you can squirm around, and your mother, of course, can feel these little movements, too. They don't hurt her because you're so little that your kicks are soft and very gentle, and mother loves the feeling of these movements because she knows that she has a living child inside her, and that is a wonderful and thrilling knowledge. The doctor also knows you're alive because he can hear your tiny heart beating. He puts a listening instrument on the outside of the mother, just over her stomach, and he hears the little ticking of your heart like a watch under a pillow. By the 9th month, your little room is getting very crowded because you're now big and strong. You're about 14 inches long, you weigh 6 or 7 pounds, and you've turned around, head down, waiting to get out of your nest and be born into the world. And then one day, your mother knows by the way she feels that you're ready to be born. The muscles of her body start to tighten up so that the sides of your little room begin to push in and out, squeezing down harder and harder until at last you are forced down and out of the mother's body through the very same passage through which the sperm entered 9 months before. And sometimes it takes just an hour or two for you to make this short trip into the outside world. Sometimes it takes a whole day, or even longer. And usually you are born head first, stretching your mother just enough so that there's room enough for the rest of your body to follow. And then, almost at once after being born, you give a little cry. That's the way you start to breathe. And if you don't give this cry by yourself, sometimes the doctor gives you a little spank on the bottom, and that makes you cry. And from that moment on, you breathe by yourself for the rest of your life. Isn't that a wonderful story? That's a story of how you were born. And after you're alive and breathing, the doctor separates that cord that connected you to your mother, because you don't need this little lifeline any longer. You no longer need the food and air from your mother's blood. And the only thing that you'll have left to remind you of those months inside your mother is that little dimple right there on your tummy. Now, perhaps you've wondered why so many babies are born in hospitals. First, mothers want to have a doctor to help make the birth of the baby easier. And doctors like to work in a hospital where everything is clean and where there are other doctors and nurses to help. Each baby has its own little bed and its own name written on a necklace around its neck so that everyone will know to whom it belongs. And after human babies are born, they need a lot more time to grow up than do the fish or the birds or the other animals. You know, fish can swim right after they're born. Most birds can fly away from their nest within a few weeks after they're born. And most larger animals, like horses or cows, can stand up on the same day in which they are born. And many, many of the animals are as big as their mothers by the time they're 2 years old. Rabbits are fully grown in less than a year. A baby mouse is large enough to have its own babies in less than 2 months after it is born. But here again, human beings are different. When a human baby is 2 or 3 years old, it would die if its mother and daddy didn't take care of it all the time. And it'll be many, many years before it's able to leave home and go out in the world and not be lost or hungry. But when we start our lives, remember, we start as the animals do. We begin growing when the sperm joins the egg inside the mother and grows in a warm, protected place. And if we could see the tiny eggs of human babies and of animals when they first begin, we would actually be unable to tell them apart for the first few weeks. Now, every living person in this world began life in this way. It is a lovely and wonderful story that will be repeated all over again when you grow up and find the person you love and who will love you and with whom you will have babies of your own.